You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. He has given me the signal, the finger, the indicator that we are back. And not only are we back, but apparently we're being heard around the state. Around the world? I don't know. Noe, what's going on here?
Well, let's see. My good friend Monica Rodriguez is listening to us from Tampa, so a big shout out to you, Monica.
Hey, high five to Tampa.
Yeah, my daughter is listening online, streaming into Amsterdam, the Netherlands.
Awesome. Nice. Awesome. The world gets smaller every year, every day, every minute. Now, I want to ask a couple of questions. It seems to me that one of the really good ways that somebody could use a coach is if they have an idea or a business plan, and they want an unvarnished, understanding about what somebody thinks about that, maybe spin it up a little. What do you think about that?
You know, Jim, I think that that is one of the great things that a coach can help you with. Now,
that was my brainstorm. I came up with that.
With that said, you know, when you're looking to hire a coach, make sure that the person has experience, that they're qualified, that they've been around in business. Because you've got to have somebody that's credible. So, coach is an unbiased person that's looking out for
your
best interest.
We got a call. We're going to go to Evie. Evie is called in. Evie, you're on the show with the coaches. What's up?
Hi, how are you? I have a question regarding the coaching for entrepreneurs.
Go ahead.
Noelia, I'm a woman, business owner. And, you know, I've had my struggles as well as a single mother and everything. What is Noelia's take on, you know, separating the personal and professional, and how can coaching help me organize myself in this way?
Awesome question. Thank you for calling in. Noe.
Well, Eve, thank you for listening and for calling in. And one of the things that I often tell women when they're running their own businesses is you sort of need to compartmentalize everything. And you can't let what's going on in your family life disrupt what's going on in your business life. And I help women sort of put that personal life in a box while they're at work, and then help them realize their goals at work while at the same time, finding a little more satisfaction and a little more balance on the personal side.
Now, before we go any further, and I hope that answered the question, why don't we give everybody how they can contact with you? And we'll do it again later, but now that we've got people's focused, Noe, you gave a great answer. How do people find you?
People can call me at 305-859-3200, 859-3200, or on my website, lifetoolsmiami.com.
And we'll give that again in about 5-10 minutes. Joe?
They can reach me at 754-223-5304, or they can reach me on email at jcruz@invenireleadership.com.
Oh, that was an easy one. We'll give that again later, too. Holy camoli. So, we talked about brainstorming. How about if you just want to run through some ideas with somebody that's impartial? Joe, we'll give you that one. Is Coach a good person to run ideas past?
Well, certainly. But you have to be careful because, I mean, coaching is not consulting. We don't tell them what to do. So we're happy to listen to ideas. But at the end of the day, if they're looking for coaching, what we do is provide them guidance. I mean, there's some directive that we can provide, obviously. But in order to make it work, it's got to be them. It's got to be their decision.
Okay, so then that's good. So, let's say that I'm trying to accomplish a goal and I'm not getting there. Can you help me with that?
Absolutely. One of the things that a good coach will do is they will help you not only identify a goal, but make sure that the goal is actually achievable. So one of the things is you've really got to stick with it, just like exercise, just like a personal trainer. You've got to stick with it. You have to take action steps, baby steps, to get to your goal and realize that it doesn't happen overnight. I mean, most meaningful change, most goals, I mean, unless it's something very simple, but most goals sometimes take a year to achieve.
So you can actually help people give a milepost on their progress then?
Absolutely. Steps along the way, milestones, and small, we celebrate the mini feats.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I mean, you know what I do? I'm in commercial real estate. We make 5-6 deals a year that we work on for 4 or 5 years at a time, and we think we're golden. You know, and that's always been a big problem for me is how do I get daily positive feedback from what I do. And what I use, I'll just throw it out there. I write down the things that happen that are great every day in what I call a positive events log. So for me, something that works for me is a positive events log. Wow, I actually put that out there. I'm excited and proud of that.
I'm impressed.
Thank you.
I love that. Most people call it just, you know, gratitude practice, but positive events log, that's a good one.
You know, adding to what Noe was saying, you know, sometimes the successes can be so modest that, you know, they're almost, you know, imperceptible. Give you an example, you know, having someone who looks at things, you know, as an example, I have a client that looked at things as a challenge, and I kind of refocused that and said, look at things as an opportunity. It kind of changes the mindset.
Yeah, and I like
that's really what you're doing.
Yeah, and I like to also, you know, it's overused at this point. It was last year's word of the year, process management. I think that if you can take solace and positive energy from the management and the execution of the appropriate process, I think that's important too. But I guess you have to have the appropriate process.
You have to, absolutely. You have to identify what you really want. And a lot of times in organizations, individuals, they're so focused on a goal that they think they should have that they don't really realize the goal that they really want to have. And that's where you have that tension. And that's why sometimes you get stuck and frustrated because you're not doing what's really in your heart.
So it sounds to me that there is a real good differentiation between what somebody would go to a therapist for, let's say, and what a coach can do. Joe?
Absolutely. Absolutely. One thing a coach is not, we're not therapists. We don't diagnose and we don't treat. Very, very important. We're not licensed therapists. But what we can do is help people find answers.
Now, I'm going to stick with you, Joe, on this. What are some of the certifications that people can look for since there's no, like, endorsements, ratings, or are there organizations?
Well, there is. There is an umbrella organization. It's the International Coach Federation, which is kind of the industry standard, if you will, for coaching. So most of us want to be certified, ICF certified.
Yeah, I'm certifiable, but that's a different show.
Well, and you know, there are other organizations, but the ICF is clearly the brand.
That meant there's 3 minutes left in the segment.
Gotcha. Yeah, they're the leader. You know, it's funny.
Well, it's also 305, right? It's the gangs. Oh, we don't do that on this show.
Oh, don't get me started on 305.
We're not going to do that. We're going to stay
right. That's another show.
That's correct.
So, you know, ICF is the most recognized one. I belong to, I'm a trained certified integrative coach. And the group I got trained with was sort of a breakoff group from the ICF. I got trained back in 2007.
Wow.
It was a 2-year certification program, and I think yours was about the same.
Wow, it takes that long to be certified.
Yeah.
Wow.
Holy.
Wow. Now,
I'm not going to go and follow that double entendre.
Yeah, thanks so much. I abused it earlier. So we're kind of running down to, you know, the end of what we're trying to accomplish. So why don't I give everybody another chance to talk about, you know, what coaching can really do for somebody else, sort of like an elevator speech takeaway kind of thing for each. Noe started, so let's go with Joe this time.
Well, for my segment, you know, my elevator speech is pretty simple. I help make executives better leaders. I help them find what's important to them, help them understand what it takes to be successful, and hopefully enlighten them in really finding a quality of life.
Whoa. Say that last part again, because that sounds to me like I'm now at the peak of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. I went to school.
As I said, I want to enlighten them on finding a better quality of life.
Oh, God bless you, Joe. Okay, Noe, you're up.
So, I like to...
I'm getting the finger. 1 minute.
I guide people to view things from a slightly different perspective to create consensus and also give up positions that no longer suit them. I help them achieve meaningful and lasting transformation. Namaste.
You're the best. Wow. Left me breathless and wanting more.
Yeah, I was impressed also.
All right, so we've only got 30 seconds left. I promised everybody they'd be able to write down how to get in touch with either of you. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and go slow because we got lots of Jets fans that listen.
305-859-3200, 305-859-3200.
754-223-5304.
One more time for the Jets fans.
754-223-5304.
Awesome! Awesome! What a great show. Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for somewhat coaching me and helping me feel good about what I'm doing and letting me know that there's oh so much more. There's still another 90% out there. We'll have to talk about that. Looks like the next segment guest is on the line. Dee's giving me the nod. So again, thank you so much. More Freedom Business right after this. We're going to talk about advances in cancer care pain management with the head of pain management at the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. Back after this, good stuff on the way. Thank you again.